This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've heard the reports about the depressed turkey season, and did it really happen? Well, we'll take a look at the final figures a little bit later in this program. But hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, it is amazing how a difference, in fact, a few weeks can make in spring turkey hunting success. This became painfully evident for many hunters this spring. The spring of 2018 arrived late for most of Illinois, and our forest and its turkey inhabitants reacted to the cold weather with a later reproductive effort. The spring turkey hunt kicked off with cold conditions and a trend as the season progressed. Following the nearly five-week season that concluded May 17th, Illinois hunters bagged an unofficial total of 13,500 wild turkeys. The previous season in 2017 showed a total of 15,720, so there was quite a bit of difference. In addition, early harvest figures showed only one local county among the handful of counties yielding more than 200 wild turkeys. That was Macoupin. The top five North Zone counties for turkey harvest this year were Joe Davies with 584, Fulton with 336, Adams with 331, Pike with 310, and Hancock with 296. The top counties for spring turkey harvest in the South Zone were Jefferson with 362, Randolph with 303, Jackson with 287, Marion with 269, and Pope with 261. In almost every case, the best hunting occurred during the later weeks of the season. This claim was most evident during the youth hunts held March 31st, April 1st, and April 7th and 8th in both zones. This is the second year the youth season was open both weekends. And during these special occasions that occurred before the regular hunts, youth typically see the best of our hunting. However, this was not the case this year. And turkey hunters in the spring took a preliminary total of 5,514 wild turkeys during all segments in the South Zone, compared to 6,842 last year in the South. The North Zone harvest was 7,986 wild turkeys, compared with 8,878 in the North Zone in 2017. It is important to note that all totals include the regular and youth season preliminary harvest figures. And locally, only Madison County lies in the South Zone. Calhoun, Green, Morgan, Macoupin, and Jersey all fall within the state's northern zone. And Luke Garver, IDNR turkey biologist, said they anticipated some declines as a result of the poor production of wild turkeys during their 2017 brood survey last summer. He says youth season hunters experienced cold and wet weather during both weekends of the in much of the state, and winter like conditions continued in the early segments of the North and South zones. He added that it's not often that Illinois turkey hunters can say they've had experienced both snowfall and 90-degree weather all in one season. And hunters are hopeful that the excellent spring weather will bring better turkey hunting next year. And wildlife biologists feel the long-term key to improving wild turkey populations will be habitat management, particularly for nesting and rood-rearing habitat. Kent Adams, National Wild Turkey Federation regional biologist, agrees with these comments. He says the steady harvest figures show that the turkeys are holding their own despite some unfavorable nesting and brooding conditions the past spring. He also says, "I'm hopeful that this year's drier and warmer weather will translate into an excellent hatch a little bit later, especially in some of the central and west central counties where some mild declines have occurred." In bagging fewer birds than last year, Macoupin County hunters still finished among the state's best. Here hunters bagged 224 wild birds compared to 275 a year ago. The Greene County harvest was also down slightly, 137 birds compared to last year's 147. Calhoun County hunters actually witnessed one of the greatest declines in success. The Calhoun County harvest fell from 239 to 194 this spring, and Jersey County hunters bagged 163 birds, down by 24 from last year. Madison County hunters actually experienced even worse success. Here the harvest dropped from 213 birds to 151 this year. And Morgan County hunters bagged slightly fewer birds, bagging a total of 123 birds, down from 126 last spring. The story was also disappointing in Montgomery County, where hunters harvested 139 turkeys compared to 188 in 2017. and many hunters complained that fewer jakes played a role in the diminished hunting success, and this was obvious as a result of limited nesting success in recent years. And Illinois hunters will still have two more opportunities this year to capture their Thanksgiving dinner. The fall archery season opens October 1st statewide, and the fall firearm turkey hunt begins in select counties on October 20th. And the Illinois Conservation Police or officers are reminding boaters to wear jackets and for boat operators to stay sober. As Illinois' busiest boating season begins with the recent Memorial Day weekend, the reminders come as part of last week's Safe Boating Week. And wearing a life jacket can save your life, or just like being sober while driving your car or truck to the boat ramp. It's against the law to drive or operate a boat while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, says Conservation Police Chief Rafael Gutierrez. Our conservation police officers will be patrolling Illinois waterways all summer long, he says, and to encourage boaters to stay safe and enjoy their time on the water. Statistics compiled by the IDNR's Office of Law Enforcement show there were 80 boating-related accidents in Illinois in 2017, resulting in 48 injuries and 12 fatalities. Annual boating accident statistics are compiled based on the fiscal year of October 1st through September 30th. And conservation police officers are in 2017 issued 1,355 citations and 4,886 warnings of enforcement of Illinois boating laws. CPOs made 145 arrests for boaters operating under the influence of alcohol in 2017. And IDNR statistics indicate that 10 to 12 people who die in boating accidents last year may have survived if they had worn a life jacket or other personal flotation device. Three of the 12 boating-related fatalities involved alcohol or drug impairment. And Illinois law requires that a properly fitting U.S. Coast Guard-approved PFD, which is a life jacket or life vest, be available for each person aboard a boat or watercraft. State law also requires that anyone under the age of 13 must wear a life jacket while aboard any watercraft under 26 feet at length in all times and the boat is underway, unless they're below the deck or in an enclosed cabin or operating on private property. And another thing important, Illinois law also requires persons of any age to wear a PFD while operating a personal watercraft or jet ski. Now, the IDNR offers free boating safety courses that provide a review of boating laws and regulations, as well as instructions on safe and attentive operation of watercraft. In the end, IDNR encourages boaters of all ages to take advantage of the safety course. And that's not a bad idea. You can learn more about these courses by just seeing the DNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.